views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're going to talk about money. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Hey, Jason, you got 20 bucks?
If I had a nickel for every time I heard that. Especially from you.
Well, today we're talking about money, saving it, making it, enjoying it. In this segment, we're going to talk about saving money.
Okay. So one of the things that I don't think is clear to people is that how the ecosystem approach works versus programming. So let me give you some examples of programming. Programming is always about doing something. For example, cutting up your credit cards. You know, we're talking about saving money now. Cutting up your credit cards, using coupons, setting a budget, having a spending plan, reducing expenses in specific areas like coffee.
No!
Yeah, rent, mortgage, lunch, entertaining.
How long did you want to live, Jason? Yeah,
I don't. We don't keep coffee from Patricia. That's one of those saving things we never ever do.
I'll tell the truth. I only drink one cup a day.
It's sort of like the third rail of saving program for the Roan family. But anyways, you know, the point is that when you those are things that you do. But really what's important when it comes to savings, and this is what people don't understand about the ecosystem approach, it's about changing the energy with you first. Once you do that, then, you know, setting up a spending plan, yeah, easy, no problem.
Well, I'm not questioning it, but I want to make sure there's clarity here. Changing the energy with you first in a situation. In other words, overspending at, my mother's favorite was to overspend at the grocery store. She was from the Depression era, and she saw that her value in life was to cook, very expensive, elaborate meals. But if we change the energy to me would have been to change the energy, my mother's neediness for everyone's approval about what an amazing cook she is, was, I should say.
I don't care how many spending programs you would take, and then your mother's not here with us anymore. Literally, she's passed on. But if she was here, you know, trying to set her mother up with a spending program would be crazy. You know, because until you change the energy, you could she would just kind of laugh at you, you know.
In a way,
I know these are the kind of the family secrets, but I'm the radio guy. I'm going to expose them. But you know, when she would go and if there were some limits, her second husband put some limits on her. She didn't want to abide by them.
No,
and she found ways around it.
She couldn't abide by them.
Yes, and that's when you go and that's when you have secrets that you do things that you don't like. And the truth is, change the energy first.
So, but first what we need to do is change the energy for yourself and then identify the energy and then clear and remove the negative energy of a situation. Is that what you're talking about, Jason?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. And if you change the energy first, then the strategies and techniques become easy. The truth is that we're taught to believe that it's just about the strategy and technique. And if we can't implement a savings plan, for example,
or cut up our credit cards,
there's something wrong with us.
Right.
And oh, by the way, cutting up your credit cards is really harsh. You know, and I realize that, some people get into debt, and that's one of the suggestions. And I understand that. Credit cards can be great for emergencies when you're broken down
on the side of the road,
things sure. like that, you know. And if you clear the energy first, you'll be able to use that credit card responsibly. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to cut them up, but
right.
you're just using some sort of leverage to beat yourself up. And then when you still overspend, what happens? Shame.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's always shame. Always is the natural result when programming doesn't work, and programming almost never is sustainable. It works for a little time at the best.
Well, let's also talk about the themes and the threads connected to money.
Yes,
that's a really, really, really big deal.
So, what you're asking, what's keeping people from saving? What are the energies? Well, what are the emotions that keep people
what,
from saving?
You know.
Well, you know, one of the first that we just talked about this with your mother. Your mother's getting a lot of attention today. So even in abstentia. So
yes.
Is maintaining a social image. Now for each of us, that may be different. For her mother, it was around cooking. It could be around clothes.
Well, keep going, because those were there too for her.
Cars.
Nope, she didn't have that one.
I know, but I've heard of horror stories where husbands go out and buy cars that they shouldn't, blah blah blah, and the male toys, guns,
what is it?
Motorized thing, anything that's motorized.
Right. What is it? He who dies with the most toys wins. I'm not buying that one because he could be dead as soon as he gets home on that one.
We just bought a lawn tractor, and I use all sorts of logic to justify my little boy need to have to drive around the lawn tractor. So,
yes.
And we're really happy. We're we meaning Patricia and I are really happy that we got this one. But the truth is, I'm really happy that we got this one.
Actually, I am too, everyone. That's a really big deal. Well, let's go back to the money deal.
When you clear the things that are getting in your way, so neediness to look a particular way. Oh mm-hmm. my gosh, that's shame.
And that's trying to maintain a social image, but also you're creating a facade, not only that people are seeing, but from you. You're lying to yourself about these things.
Well, and that's.
But it's done out of
neediness.
Yes.
Anxiety. The truth is that you may think that it works, but it doesn't.
No.
We can dress you up, we can dress you up in nice clothes, but at some time you're going to feel like you're not good enough.
Well, I want to bring that point up. When you're not feeling good about yourself and you are dressed up in the nicest clothes, it doesn't matter if you're wearing a $1,000 jacket from Armani. That doesn't matter, because the truth is your feelings haven't changed. And especially your feelings about you or where you are. So the answer is change the energy.
We hear this expression, retail therapy,
yes.
which is a euphemism for people that can't stop going to the mall or wherever they,
right.
wherever they shop,
right.
It's based on the idea that there's some anxiety that is relieved when you go shopping and you feel better.
I'm going to tell my age here, but the Flintstones, this just popped in. The Flintstones had
Yabba
this.
Dabba doo.
Yeah, exactly. They had this one or two cartoons about Betty and what was. Remember? It wasn't your cartoon. Okay. But anyway, they were going to charge it. And, of course, Fred and Barney were just, having kittens all over the place about the whole thing. But the point is that we saw that as entertainment as kids. That's a part of what? Programming.
And whether when we're talking about programming, there are mm-hmm. people that are naturally thrifty, How's that for say? That's very diplomatic. People that are naturally thrifty.
He meant to say stingy.
Yeah. Tight. You know, yeah. when it's, you know, it's that can be programming and negative energy too.
As well. Exactly.
You know, because that gets to our third segment, which we'll talk about in our third segment. But, you know, some people, they're so tight, they can't enjoy their money. It's, and that's a big deal.
So, Jason,
let's... Oh, there's one more.
There's one more. Oh, excuse me.
You know, this is what keeps people from saving money. It's chaos, frenzy, overwhelm. And those are all energies. But chaos, frenzy, and overwhelm keeps people from getting command of the details, assimilating the details that say, okay, to save money, I have to do these things. For example, we have agreed that, you know, I think it was in our marriage vows, you know, till death do us part, and don't ever keep coffee from Patricia. So, we always have coffee, but, you know, we've been able to assimilate the details, you know, make it ourselves, put it in a coffee mug, you know, really good coffee. And, rather than having to go to Starbucks, because we live in an area that's...
Well, the nearest Starbucks is more than 30 miles away from us. So imagine, everyone.
That's an atrocity.
I realize. The truth is, I do make really, really good coffee. So if you're ever in the area, let us know. Drop by. I'll make you a cup of coffee.
So the key points for here today, for this segment, understanding and clearing the energy of a situation is the ecosystem approach. That's our approach in a nutshell. Being able to save, overspending is usually about shame, unworthiness, and creating an image.
Right.
All those things can be cleared. And chaos, frenzy, and overwhelm in life is often the source of the difficulty with savings. So if you can clear all those, and we're going to be doing those in the last segment today.
Right.
Stay tuned.
Okay. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about earning more money. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuOS.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
The knowledge book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about money. And in this segment, we're going to talk about earning more money. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm waiting for you.
Oh, there's lots of advice about making more money, but that advice overlooks the energies and emotions that trip people up. What are some of those trips?
Okay, well, the advice that we get all the time, and this is, again, the strategies and techniques about making more money. It's about asking for a raise, you know, doing a resume, looking sharp in an interview, getting the highest paying job, applying for a job, overcoming traditional indicators of performance. You know, for example, people say you have to have no gaps in your resume. You have to look people in the eye. You have to, you know, give a firm handshake. All those things, you know, you can do those. And you probably should. What we're saying is that you have to get in the right frame of mind, which is the ecosystem approach, which is the right energy.
Right.
And the most important part of making more money. And, you know, I'm kind of leaning toward, you know, a white collar job. But the truth is, whether you gravitate toward lower paying jobs because you don't feel like you're good enough, or you don't push your skills and ability so that you take jobs that are a little below your skill level, all those things are a form of self-sabotage, which is an energy.
Right.
The shame and guilt.
And a pattern.
The shame and guilt we were talking about in the last segment applies here as well. You know, I know for me, I look back on, you know, the first 20 years of my working life, I gravitated toward lower paying jobs, or then I'd swing for the fences and start my own business. And usually it was more fantasy than reality, and also a form of self-sabotage. So I sabotaged myself by getting lower payer jobs. And I sabotage myself by being kind of unrealistic about what it would take, you know, to start a business, that sort of thing. So, you know, self-sabotage is an energy that is a big, big factor in preventing people from making more money.
So understood. I get that part. I've even done that one myself. But Jason, we're talking about the ecosystem approach.
So what's important here? Mm-hmm. With the ecosystem approach, is understanding the emotions that keep us from making more money.
Right.
So let's talk about some of those.
Okay.
You know, one of the big ones is that when you go for a job, for example, competition is front and center. And some people, myself included, hate competition. When I'm in it, I'm usually I turn up the volume way too hard, and then I turn it off. And it's kind of, there's no middle ground there.
Right.
You know, often in the world, we have to be competitive, and it's the world we live in. So that hate of competition is an energy.
Well, but doesn't shame really take a huge part in all of this? Shame and unworthiness when that competition, either all on, I'm just going to go for it, or all off. Well, you know, figures, I wasn't worth it anyway.
It's shame. It's self-sabotage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's unworthiness.
Mm-hmm.
A fear of failure. Oh my gosh!
Right,
you know, so
right.
you compete just a little bit, and then you fizzle out.
Right.
And that fizzle out is fear of fear of failure.
You know, I happen to know someone in that works in the man's world, and she's like extraordinary in what her abilities are. And she sees it all the time, how the men try to put her down or say things that are inappropriate, that sort of thing. And I am, yes, I'm connecting to the Me Too movement at the moment, but not exactly. What I'm getting at is that confidence that we need to be able to, if you're going to go out in the world and work, you do have to understand competition. But if you clear away the negative energies about it, the guilts and shames and unworthinesses and all those things, the doors, you can open up so many doors for yourself.
Well, that's a great example, because the truth is that the world is unfair. Yeah. And I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. That's just the way it is. And if you can clear away your emotional reactions to it,
yes,
then you can be more objective in terms of playing the game in ways that benefit you.
Yes, but I'm going to take it. I'm going to back it up. One, if you can clear your emotional actions to it, then your reactions to whatever the emotional things that happen in, say, a competition situation, boy, you first off, if you don't get the job, you're going to walk away and go, well, I see that I really didn't want that job anyway. Not, oh, well, I really didn't want that job anyway. In other words, it wasn't the job for you. That's the point I'm trying to make.
The truth is that there's sort of a ping pong effect.
Yeah.
That take the woman who may be targeted. There's people of color. There's
religion, all kinds of things.
All kinds of things. So let's say that's you can see that at play. If you're hurt and angry
and taking things personally,
those feelings are going to keep you from your objectivity and how to figure out how to get around
exactly.
It and be successful.
Exactly.
And this isn't about whether it's right or wrong. This is about just seeing the emotion as it is,
right?
Getting rid of it for your own best interest.
So I'm going to tell a personal secret to everybody. When I first met Jason and we were, he cleared me for the first time. And then of course it was he and I that really started working on things together. But one of the things that was the most important thing or most amazing thing to me was he said to me, you need some objectivity. And I kind of nodded and you know, kind of did, okay, I had to go look it up because me being an emotional person, I honestly didn't know what it was. And so understand something. First off, if you don't understand something, ask what it is or go find out. That's one of the things. But the other thing is objectivity, when you're being an emotional person, when you are an emotional person, or when you're struggling with emotions, in other words, those are different situations, so to speak. The bottom line is that when you can take a breath, clear all the negative energies, and then ask for objectivity. Asking for objectivity by using creator energy, and we're going to work on that a little bit later. It is phenomenal what the outcome for you can be.
The flip side I've seen is often true. You know, my dad was an engineer. You know, males who do these engineering, accounting, they feel that they're always objective.
They're not.
They don't let their feelings get in the way. Well, they just, you know, they just justify their feelings with logic. And they become even more hidden,
right.
And they can be it's the flip side of the same thing. It's mm-hmm. It's the 180 degrees apart, but they still are equally damaging.
So let's go back to the making money thing for just a moment. I understand about the competition, the shame, and all that sort of thing. There's and the fear of failing. That's huge. But what did we do, Jason? How do we get to where we want to go with the clearing? How do we do that?
Simply put, and you'll hear this over and over again, is just identifying the emotions, which is why we're having right. These radio shows.
Right.
Is to unpack all these different issues. You know, this week it's money, and we're unpacking the emotions mm-hmm. around money mm-hmm. and around earning more money and about enjoying the money that you have or
right.
the things that you have so you can get to a better place. So you know, we've talked about shame. That's a big one for money. self-sabotage. Oh my gosh, that's huge. Fear of failing. That's also a big one. You know, there's so many people have difficulty asking for more, whether it's within themselves or on the outside.
You know? And then there's some that don't have any problems with it at all. But on the other hand, you, if you look at that person, that situation as a whole, you can see there's some big empty spots there.
It's a superficial form of arrogance.
Exactly.
You know, and that's usually underneath when you, you know, peel that off, peel that layer off. What you see is not real confidence, but guilt and shame.
Exactly. So one more time, let's do the key points here.
Okay. There's lots of advice written about making money, but they miss the key problem. Emotions. Okay. And then the second one, the ecosystem approach identifies those emotions and then helps you work to eliminate them. That's the most important part. Shame and unworthiness are the most common emotions that prevent people from earning more money. And self-sabotage is also a common emotion that interferes with making more money. Oh my gosh, self-sabotage is a big one.
Okay. It is. And by the way, being late for work, I just want to throw this in there. Being late for work, being unprepared for work, that is self-sabotage. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about enjoying money.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Whether you have a lot or a little, enjoy what you have is the most important thing. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia. With an ecosystem approach to your life, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And today we're talking about money. In this segment, we're going to talk about enjoying what you have. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what we are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Now, to be completely accurate, this segment isn't exactly about enjoying money, but enjoying the material possessions that you already have.
Yeah, we're not saying about, you know, laying in bed and putting dollar bills all over your body, that sort of thing. You know, this isn't, you know, money in itself is hard to be enjoyed, although the people, and I would suggest that they have to clear this, but, you know, just enjoy the game of money so much that it becomes an addiction and obsession.
Yes.
And that's not healthy. What we're talking about is enjoying the things that you already have, and whether you're below the poverty level or you're middle class, you're well-to-do. The truth is we've seen people on all economic scales
right. That
struggle with money, because you can be very well-to-do, but there's always someone that has something bigger, a bigger car, a bigger plane, a bigger house, more houses than you do. It doesn't matter how much you have, and it can go on and on. The key is, and I'm going to just use this, the example of the chariot for this.
Okay.
You know, I've always loved cars, and the truth is that love has changed a lot since I've
since the Jaguar.
Yes, that was when I was in college. That's a show in itself. But I have this 1983 white on white Volkswagen Rabbit convertible, and it's too new to be a classic. It's old, but it's completely paid for. It's in really good shape, and I probably put more money in it than I need to, or that makes sense from an economic standpoint. But we just have so much fun with that thing, you know. For us to just go to a trip to the store, put the top down, you know, we love it, and it's simple, you know. I guess I could get a Mercedes or a BMW convertible or blah, blah, blah. But I don't see how it would be any more fun than the one I already have.
Well, not to mention all the people that we meet and wave to. And, you know, we've even seen people stop and stare at us. You know?
Yes.
Now, it might be the two of us on the inside. But no, well, we'll just go with it's the car, okay? All right. So
what we hope for the audience is that they can enjoy the things that they have.
Right.
And there's a peace that comes with that. The anxiety goes down.
A peace as in peace of mind, peace
yes.
of heart.
Yes.
Okay.
And
okay.
When you can enjoy the things that you have, and that reduces the compulsion to just keep going and going and going, the gluttony, that's a good word for our world today. It can be very, very satisfying.
Right.
And then at that point, you can make some conscious decisions about making more money or not, or saving more money or not, and having the things that really make you happy, as opposed to just, you know, jumping in the competition and just trying to, you know, beat out your neighbor. In terms of who has the nicest lawn tractor.
I wasn't expecting that one. So Jason, do me a favor. Tell me some of the emotions that keep us from enjoying what we have.
Here's the biggest one. Competition and jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, jealousy being a green-eyed monster. Oh my gosh, you know, I have to have this because they've got it. Or I've got to have this because, you know, whether it's computers, electronics,
cars, clothes, shoes, the bigger house. What is that? Keeping up with the Joneses.
Who sends their kids to the nicest preschool?
Exactly.
Daycare.
Exactly.
You know, just the programs that you put your kids through. You know,
right.
Are you thinking about your kids, or are you thinking about, well, what looks good to the?
So what you're really saying is that the energy is that I need to prove myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And again,
okay.
That's an energy, competition, jealousy, and the need to prove yourself, all energies that mm-hmm. We're going to clear that in the next segment.
Okay. So what about compensating for feeling inadequate and unworthy?
It's a mouthful, but it's an energy that we can clear.
Mm-hmm.
I hope people are getting this if they're listening to our radio show on a regular basis, is that these intangibles, you know, unworthiness, compensating for inadequacy and being unworthy, those are energies.
Right.
And once we identify them, then we can clear them.
Exactly. Now, I do want to say something. There are some energies to some that are more, I'm going to use the word threatening or get in your way more than other energies. But then to someone else, because their life is different than yours, it might be the thing that, you know, competition to some is like, oh, that's nothing. You know, I don't even worry about that. But that person worries about jealousy.
The ecosystem approach is,
yes,
is based on this idea that we're all unique.
We are.
We all have this, our same dragons to be slayed, not the same, but different dragons to be slayed, but we all have them. We all have the dragons.
And it's terrible when there's nothing but dragon body parts all over the
world. Exactly.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So let's take a few more. The need for approval, the need to maintain a programmed image of ourselves. That's probably one of the most difficult one to deal with.
Well, and that's the one that goes with the clothes, dress for success,
yes,
that kind of thing, right?
Yes.
Right.
You know, I want to mention to everyone that this week we have a newsletter bonus that if you sign up for a newsletter, go to our website at livinglighter.org. We have this newsletter bonus where we take a deep dive into just being able to enjoy the things that you have. And you can have some additional clearings about that. It's going to be really valuable. I think you'll enjoy this one. Please go to our website again. It's www.livinglighter.org. And go to the newsletter tab, sign up for a newsletter, and start getting our newsletter. We'd love to have you be part of the family that way. So, shall we talk about how to do the clearing real quick?
And, sure.
You want to start with working with energy? You want me to do that?
I want you to do that one.
Okay. So, working with energy, is the clearing part is really simple. You don't have to be in any sort of special posture. It's easy. You don't have to have your eyes closed. You can have your eyes wide open. You don't have to say this out loud. All you have to do is do a gentle breath. And you can do this covertly as well as overtly. Just take the state of that emotion, gather it up in your body, blow it out, and blow it into a trash can. And this trash can is in your imagination. We own the trash can. We maintain it. We empty it for you. But we take care of it. And then we go on to the next emotion. So that's how to eliminate these negative energies. Patricia's going to tell you about how to activate life force, which is sort of the opposite. And then we're going to go do it in the next segment.
Okay. So to activate life force energy, of course, like you just said, it's reversed. You reverse the process. As you inhale, take into your heart life force energy. This life force energy, I can't begin to tell you the benefits of this energy. It is the most amazing thing ever. And then we see this as being pure light, clear, pure light. And this energy, if you're standing in the grocery line and there's a little kid whining behind you and kicking and screaming and so forth, and the person in front of you doesn't have the correct change, that kind of thing, if you take a nice breath, if you take a nice breath and just imagine the clear light to you, bring it right in. You can bring it into your heart. You can bring it into the top of your head. Just take a nice breath and blow it out. It is the most amazing thing ever. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some clearing and focus on the emotions around money, saving it, making more of it, and enjoying it. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Have you ever said to a friend, "I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special." Or how about, "I am working on getting a job I love." Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, "I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love." While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Please join us for a transformational conference with five, that's right, five of the leading pioneers in the fields of science and spirituality, all in one place. Join best-selling authors and teachers Greg Braden, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Lynn McTaggart, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and Lee Carroll in both individual workshops as well as a weekend of keynote presentations and panel discussions. At this extraordinary event, you'll get to experience some of the brightest leaders of our world today, empowering you with groundbreaking new information, deep wisdom, and practical tools to transform your life. Come connect with others and expand your consciousness in beautiful Nanaimo on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, June 14th through 19th. For more information or to register for what some are expecting to be one of the best conferences of 2018, visit shalohaproductions.com. That's S-H-A-L-O-H-A productions.com. Or visit the individual speakers' websites.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today we've been talking about money, saving it, making it, and enjoying it. I think we should do some clearing around all of this, Jason. This is really, this is a huge subject for everyone. And the bottom line is that we could all use a little peace of mind and some clarity about it all.
Peace of mind when it comes to money, absolutely. So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate my neediness to maintain an image of myself by overspending.
Take a breath.
Blow it into the trash can. My shame that says I need to prove myself with my possessions. Take a breath. Blow it into the trash can. And remember, if this doesn't apply to you, you can still clear it. It won't hurt you. There's no, this is a very forgiving process. And set your intention when you do this to help the guy who's two states over or listening in another country or whatever. So that we're all in this together and we're going to help each other for all of these things that we cleared today, whether they apply to you or not. So, this is my favorite one. Any addiction I have to retail therapy or going shopping to feel better.
Take a breath, everybody. And to eliminate any hate I have of competition, so I back away from competitive situations. Take a breath. and to eliminate the fear of asking or demanding more money in positive ways. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any resistance I have, embarrassment that I have about my own self-promotion that keeps me from earning more money and having more confidence to enjoy the things I have. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all the negative energies that are standing in my way, that are keeping me from seeing, knowing, and understanding with clarity all of the avenues I have to me that will help me understand how to deal with money, make money, make more money, and actually enjoy it. Take a breath.
And the feeling like I don't deserve the benefits of life, that I don't deserve to have more money, that I don't deserve to be happy with what I have. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the rules and programmings that say, because I don't have a lot of money, I'm not allowed to be around people who have money. But the truth is, I'm allowed to be anywhere I need or want to be easily and smoothly. Take a breath.
Any addiction I have to jealousy and competition that is embarrassing to me because I feel lesser than in certain situations where I don't have what everybody else has. Take a breath. Oh, here's a big one.
Okay.
And to eliminate my embarrassment to say, I can't afford that in social situations. Take a breath. My neediness to participate in every social situation, even though I may not be able to afford certain situations, or my embarrassment for my children if I can't afford specific things that they where they want to fit in. Take a breath. Oh, here's a big one. And to eliminate the embarrassment for my children. Because they don't think about what's really important. They just think they want to be part of the group. Take a breath. The social embarrassment we have as a family that keeps us from saying what's important to us as a family and allocate our money to those things as opposed to just having a form of gluttony to get to consume experiences that may not be important to us.
Experiences or things.
Yes. Take a breath.
And to eliminate feeling empty and the neediness to be filled up in dysfunctional ways, i.e. Shopping, overeating, what else would be another one?
Joining certain organizations.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, take a breath, everybody.
And to eliminate, oh, here's a big one, my neediness to buy off the affection of my children as opposed to giving them the time and attention that they really want. Take a breath.
Whether they know it or not.
Yes. Take a breath. We're talking to all those parents of teenagers out there. Yes.
And in fact, it goes to all children.
Yes.
So Jason, should we activate life force energy? All right. So follow along, everyone. Just nice and easy breathe. Give yourself permission right now.
This is the reverse.
You take it in. So give yourself permission right now to take in life force energy so you can be happy and healthy and figure out what you want and how to get it. So I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can love myself and feel confident to accept myself just the way I am. Take a breath. Easy.
And to activate life force so I can fill that empty spot within me and feel secure in all social situations, no matter what.
Take a breath.
And to activate life force so that I can overcome embarrassment and neediness to compete, the jealousy, those green-eyed monsters, and I can just feel good and peaceful within me, in my authentic self. Take a breath.
And to activate life force energy so I can feel that emptiness with good feelings of life force, such as happiness and hope and creativity and laughter and love. Take a breath, everybody. Just pull that in. This is, by the way, it's out there. It's yours for the asking. Take a breath. And activate life force energy for the power of who you authentically are. Take a breath.
To activate life force energy so I can enjoy that authentic person within me. Mm-hmm. And trust that when I find out who it is, I'll still like it. Take a breath.
And to activate the strength that I need and want in my own best interest. Breathe.
To activate life force so I can have the strength and the power to act in my own best interest all the time. Take a breath.
So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Well, here's an interesting statistic. Did you know that 25% of employees think that they could do a better job than their boss? Next week, we're talking about work. And we all spend way too much time at work. And there's a lot of anxiety, stress. There's feelings that we have about work. It's rare that we are benign or we have no feelings about work. Work encompasses, creates all sorts of feelings. So tune in next week and see our take on work, because it won't be a strategy and technique. It'll be about the emotions that we feel when we go to work and how to deal with those emotions, especially around bosses and
even coworkers.
Yes, coworkers, yes. Politics, all those things.
And you mean office politics, right,
yes,
Jason?
Yes, office politics.
All right. If you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab. While you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter to get the backstory for Living Lighter.
You know, and I want to say, I think that our newsletter is really good. So it's short. You can get it on your iPhone or your device, your smartphone. But I think you'll love seeing the pictures and the backstory.
Well, and just so you know, we change those pictures and of course the backstory all the time.
Yeah.
Because
every
of different
week.
Yes, different situations. So we would love to hear your comments. So send us a note on our email address or at our email address, jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org. And by the way, I was saying it wrong. I do apologize for that. One more time. It is jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org. It's all one word.
Yes. Well, no spaces. But if you want to, you have a suggestion for a topic that you'd like to know more about, you have any comments, questions, please send us an email. We'd love to hear from you.
Truly. So if you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org.
You know, when I don't get likes, I take it personally. You know?
When you don't get likes. Now, there's a subject to be cleared.
So please go like us on Facebook at livinglighter.org. We'd love that.
Yes. So we'll connect next Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific time and 4 p.m. Eastern time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.